It's super fantastic to welcome Interstatic on 2SER this evening, Brian and Michael from the Lemon Twigs. G'day.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you feeling? It's a long way from Long Island to Sydney.
Yeah, it's a long flight.
It was a long walk here.
Does Sydney look just like Long Island?
No. It's kind of New York-y. It's pretty.
Kind of prettier New York, I think.
Well, what?
I don't know.
No.
What was Long Island like to grow up in?
That's just a suburb. That's like growing up in any suburb. That was like boring, and we have to make our own entertainment, you know.
Did you? So there was nothing outside of the house to keep you occupied.
We were about an hour away from the city, so we did acting, and we both were on Broadway and stuff. We were kids, and we went and we did a lot of stuff like that. But nothing on the island and in the immediate area. Like, we had like little gigs, you know, at bars and stuff, but
there's no sort of local talent shows that your folks pushed you into or anything like that, Brian?
Our folks didn't push us into it. We did like local, like school talent shows.
Community theater.
But it was like, that didn't take up that much of our time. We would mainly like record and rehearse with our band at home. That was usually what we would do if we were doing stuff on Long Island, I guess.
It seems also that, you know, your dad was pretty encouraging for you guys as well.
Yeah, both of our parents, actually. Like, our mom was very encouraging, especially with, like, the acting stuff. She was, like, totally responsible for that. And then, like, she also helped us with, like, harmonizing with each other when we were younger. And
My dad showed us how to do a lot of stuff. My mom was pretty, like, disciplinary, you know.
Yeah, because your dad had a recording career as well and released records. And
his records weren't released, but he recorded all of them, you know. He didn't release them until recently. Yeah. Well, he used to say the records were a million seller. He got a million of them in a cellar.
I was fascinated to see also that he put you guys on the cover of one of his records as well. There's a picture of one of those things of you guys aged, you know, 3 and 5 or something. So Do Hollywood's not the only album cover that you've already been on, in essence.
Yeah, that's a kid's album.
Try Out a Song.
I mean, he's a proud dad that he's still putting things up online. There's a recent Beach Boys cover that you guys did of Wild Honey.
Oh yeah, that's a really...
I'm glad he put that up.
Yeah, I didn't know. I forgot about that, you know. There's a few, I think there's got to be some that are still not unearthed, but let's leave a few for...
yeah, for our memories.
So aren't you sort of supposed to rebel against your parents? Were they way too encouraging and way too switched on?
Well, we rebelled, like, you know, different ways when we were, like, we got into heavier music than my dad ever got into, you know, and then we, you know, I think we just reached the point where we reverse rebelled pretty quick, you know.
So, Brian, is there, like, an alternate universe version of the Lemon Twigs, which sounds like Slipknot, where you guys are doing that just to piss off your parents?
Yeah, I don't think that was, like, we got into, like, really heavy music, but it wasn't really to piss off our parents. We'd always, like, try to, like, I'd try to get my dad to listen to really heavy stuff, and he didn't go for it, and now I understand why.
Yeah, my mom would sometimes go for like a song here and there, and now she's like, why do you hate that band?
They must be fans of Do Hollywood, because there's so much sort of orchestration and imagination on this record. I mean, were you guys hearing the songs the way they turned out when you were doing demos at home, or was it a bit of a surprise to actually see the way that the finished Lemon Twigs album turned out?
No, well, it was kind of a process. Like, we initially recorded, like, you know, at Jonathan Rado's house in California on a 16-track half-inch machine, so that was, like, all tape. So we had 16 tracks to work with, and we really filled them up with, like, a lot of stuff. And then we thought that the album was done, but then we thought we'd add some overdubs and stuff, and it gradually became more orchestrated when I got into like overdubbing like a bunch of violins and cellos and stuff, and then I got a trumpet, so then we put a bunch of trumpets on it. And
so basically,
kind of like,
once you discovered that you could overdub forever, then you were keeping on doing it.
Yeah, pretty much. It's kind of spun out of control.
Because you two and the Lemon Twigs also had a fair amount of chutzpah in getting Rado to work with you, because when we spoke to him earlier in the year, he said that you got his attention simply by tweeting at him and saying, hey, listen to our music.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people tweet him, because we've said that so many times now. And if he feels responsive, I don't know.
If he regrets it.
I don't know. But, like, we were lucky.
I think we were lucky that we got into them and were really obsessed with them and like didn't kind of hesitate because we felt like embarrassed or something. Because I had tried that a couple of times before, like to like show up with CDs at people's concerts and then like I just would like kind of chicken out, you know, because I did felt embarrassed.
I didn't know if you also spent a week tweeting other people as well, like Phil Spector in jail and other producers as well.
No, it was just Rado.
It's fascinating to see actually how enamored of you guys he is, because he confessed that producing your album showed him the way forward for the Foxygen record too. Kind of gave him an idea of how to proceed with his own record.
Oh, that's really nice.
Well, we're all like, I felt like we were really learning from each other in a lot of ways. Like my dad told me a lot of stuff about working on tape and stuff, like just really basic stuff, like cleaning the heads and everything like that. And like, Rado came from nobody taught him anything on the tape machines and stuff. Stuff that he knew about, you know, little tricks and stuff like that, and stuff that I knew. And the way that we work in terms of like just overdubbing, and the way that he works in terms of getting the sounds and stuff like that, we were getting something from him and he was getting something.
Yeah, you almost felt like you found a kindred spirit to work with.
Yeah. And they like conceptualize a lot of their records before they do it, and we had never done that before really. Like now we kind of think about more about the sound of a whole record instead of like just wherever the songs are taking us. So we're like a little bit more conscious of what we choose to be influenced by, I think, now.
Yeah, Brian, yeah. I've seen you mention that you're already approaching the next album as a concept record, right?
Yeah, that's true. First we're releasing a EP, and I think I have to focus on that.
What's the concept for the next record in 25 words or less when you need to tell people about it?
It's just about going to school.
Yeah, you ever feel going to school, like, but you ever feel like
you can't describe this at all, can you?
It's about a funny, different kid, you know, going to school, and then how he tries to keep his head up among the
people who always have their heads down.
Yeah, you know, everybody, you know how depressing school is, or at least how it was for us, and it's an exaggerated version of that. You know, all these people are like incredibly cruel and everything, and he's like a glowing,
endlessly positive.
So it's almost going to be like the Lemon Twigs Tommy or something, is it? Like the story of an outsider.
Yeah, you know, it's that, you know, the outsider, whatever. It's just how you go about doing it, or with the. But the theme is, you know, yeah, it's a basic theme. I don't think that we wanted to undertake some, like, you know.
Yeah, something incredibly complicated.
Yeah, it's more about the way that the characters and the way that it's dressed up and all that. You know?
Yeah, but we can't go into all the details now.
Not now, yeah. It's also been great to see, since the album came out and you've been doing so much touring, how many other kindred spirits have come out of the woodwork, like seeing Todd Rundgren play with you at Coachella.
Yes.
Like, have you had a lot of, you know, fascinating people sort of come into the Lemon Twigs orbit while you've been touring this record?
Yes. I really don't know why it happened so much. Like, Tony Visconti came to one of our shows, and then, like, Keith Richards' daughter or whatever, we knew that she had come, because she's hip, you know? She's hip to a lot of bands, you know? So we knew that she came to one of our shows or whatever, and we did a Ron Wood cover a while back, and so we just saw online that he saw the cover, you know, which is...
But
cool
for all these old dogs, it must look like reassuring for them that, you know, they can leave the planet to a band like you, rather than they probably rail against 21st century millennials making music.
Well, maybe some of them do.
I know, like, Todd, just the way he talks about music in its current state and stuff, we have the same idea about music, and that we want to carry on that idea, you know, like just about being original and whatever it is, you know. I don't know what it is, but, and melody and all that. People who get into it for the same reason they got into it, you know, not really like trusting us specifically. I think it's just like they can see it. You know?
Yeah, you don't want too much weight put on your shoulders just yet.
No.
Yeah. Well, I look forward
to. I want
to,
none.
The second Lemon Twigs album, but for now there is this EP on the way, which is the sort of home 8-track stuff, right, Brian?
Yeah, it was our first time producing something ourselves, I guess. I mean, we'd produced a lot of stuff ourselves, but it was right around the period that we recorded Do Hollywood.
Yeah, well, it's turned out good. We might have a listen to Night Song, which is the first taste of the EP, which is, you know, the only Lemon Twigs song so far that finishes with sound effects of machine guns firing.
Yeah, I forgot about that, you know? I forgot we've been playing it live for so long, I forgot about it until I heard the other day that we did that.
Yeah, in case you need some subtext, that's the Party Police rolling in a helicopter and shooting the party people.
All right, look, no party police in Australia. It's great to have the Lemon Twigs here, and it was great to see you, Brian and Michael. Thanks for the chat.
Yeah,
thank you.
And this is Night Song from the Lemon Twigs on Static. Have fun.
Thank you.
Thanks. I think I went a little nuts at the grocery store.